This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In Washington, political fallout has been swift even after leaders of the Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protesters surrounding the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad have convinced supporters to leave the area. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Rudy Giuliani, a U.S. President Donald Trump's personal attorney and a key figure in pressing Ukraine, or is pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically, says he would testify at the president's looming impeachment trial and do whatever he can to see him acquitted. Giuliani, a former New York City mayor and longtime Trump confidant, is not expected to be one of his lawyers defending him in an as-yet unscheduled Senate trial with White House counsel Pat Cipollone, likely Mr. Trump's lead attorney. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is planning to ask Parliament to grant him immunity from prosecution for alleged corruption, a move that could put off a trial until after the March elections. He has been indicted on several charges, including allegations of accepting lavish gifts.